I understand this is the oldest powwow in Kentucky, and it might be the oldest one in the southeastern United States.
I believe that is absolutely correct. I know it's the oldest one in Kentucky because there's one up around Mount Washington, but this is probably the oldest in the southeastern part of the United States, which is a great honor and a great tribute to all things Native American.
Briefly, tell the listeners how the Trail of Tears Intertribal Powwow came to be in Hopkinsville.
Well, there were a group of people, and I've been on the Trail of Tears Commission about 25 years, so I missed all of that activity because it had actually started about close to 40 years ago with Beverly Baker and Ramsey Morris and several other Mary Edith Sibley recognized that there were burial sites of Chief Whitepath and Fly Smith in the Latham Family Cemetery that was located right on Little River, where the Trail of Tears Commemorative Park began, and right behind the Kentucky New Era off of East 9th Street. So those families were very generous and donated land along with the Kentucky New Era to start the Trail of Tears Commemorative Park, to put the Heritage Center in place, which is there now, and begin a park situation that is on the National Park Registry to commemorate that tragic, horrible chapter in our American history of the Native American Removal Act of 1838-1839. Then, of course, Whitepath and Fly Smith are buried there in the Latham Family Cemetery, and it's the only known burial site of a Cherokee chief and leader that were forced in the Removal Act. So quite significant in both American and Native American history, and then quite an honor to be able to have a powwow to commemorate all things Native American. You have to be a BIA card-carrying Bureau of Indian Affairs recognized Native American to be able to dance for the over $20,000 that will be awarded this year during the powwow. There are all types of dancing, both men and women, jingle, bell dance. Probably what comes to your mind, is the men's fancy dance, and that's where there's very, very colorful regalia, very accelerated acrobatic dance steps, and lots of drumming and singing. And that's probably what we all think of when we think of Native American dance, but there are all types of Native American dance. The dancers will enter the arena, and that's part of the competition where they earn points, three times in full regalia, and that happens at 11:30 on Saturday, 11:30 a.m. That's called a grand entry. It happens again at 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 9th, and then on Sunday, the 10th, the grand entry is at 1:30. The grand entries are very ceremonial. They honor the veterans. They honor the arena and start off the dancing celebration of powwow every day. So if you want to see all the dancers competing for money, then that's the best time to come and see that happen. There's social dancing, Tracy, and that's when anybody can get out and dance in the arena. During dance competitions, it's only the registered competitive dancers. We also have Native American storytelling by a great Cherokee storyteller. We have Native American flute playing and other music. There will be some things like teepee set up, open fire pit cooking. Of course, we have all of the great Native American vendors, so you can get everything from leather to beadwork to jewelry to books to recordings, all kinds of great things to enjoy and take home and celebrate Native American life and Native American fry bread.
Everybody loves the fry bread. I've never heard a complaint.
Never. I mean, it's 110% all go on Native American fry bread. And you know, Tracy, fry bread is good from morning to evening to dessert. So you can get everything from a taco fry bread to a fry bread with powdered sugar and chocolate, even a breakfast fry bread. So it's absolutely the most complete food product there is in the festival food market.
The weather is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. I'm sure you'll have a big crowd. Where should listeners go to find out more information or the history of the event? Where would you point them?
I would point everybody to trailoftears.org on the web, or, of course, Trail of Tears has a Facebook page. Those are the best two places to find out. Of course, the absolute best is to come to the powwow yourself, and it's out on 9th Street in Hopkinsville at Trail of Tears Commemorative Park. Of course, there is a new visitor center there at Trail of Tears Park, and parking this year for powwow is free. There is an admission of only $10 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12, under 6 or in free. That money is the only fundraiser the Trail of Tears Commission has annually, and all the money that we raise goes for park improvements and maintenance.